So this morning I introduced the mind as a meditation object, the thoughts and the emotions, mind states, ideas, memories, whatever comes up in the mind. And so now I want to expand on this subject about thoughts, how to handle thoughts. And then I will take help from an article I found on the internet. It's written by somebody called Kim Boykin. And it's Meditation Hints from the Colorado Division of Wildlife. My husband and I spent last summer at my family's cabin in Grand Lake, Colorado, at the edge of the Rocky Mountain National Park. In town one day, I picked up a pamphlet on living in bear country and the suggestions for what to do if you meet a bear. It sounded a lot like meditation instructions. Substituting thought for bear, here are some helpful hints from the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado has been home to thoughts since their earliest ancestors evolved in North America. Today, increasing numbers of people routinely live and play in thought country. Learning about thoughts and being aware of their habits will help you fully appreciate these unique animals and the habitat in which they live. What to do if you meet a thought? There are no definite rules about what to do if you meet a thought, though attacks are rare compared to the number of close encounters. However, if you do meet a thought before it has time to leave your area, here are some suggestions. Remember, every situation is different with respect to the thought, its activity, the terrain, and the person involved. Point one, stay calm. If you see a thought and it hasn't seen you, calmly leave the area. Point two, stop. Back away slowly while facing the thought. Give the thought plenty of room to escape. Wild thoughts rarely attack people unless they feel threatened or provoked. Point three, speak softly. This may reassure the thought that no harm is meant to it. Point four, relax. If a thought stands upright or moves closer, it may be trying to detect your scent. This isn't a sign of aggression. Once a thought identifies you, it may leave the area or try to intimidate you by charging to within a few feet before it withdraws. Point five. Don't run or make any sudden movements. Running is likely to prompt the thought to give chase, and you can't outrun a thought. If you have a potentially life-threatening situation with a thought, or if an injury does occur, please contact the Division of Wildlife Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So now you know how to handle all these thoughts that come all the time. You know, even if this meditation hints from the Colorado Division of Wildlife is more of a joke, it's really good advice anyway, both for how to meet thoughts and bears and people in life. Stay calm and stop and speak softly. Relax. Don't run away. It's really good advice for a life without aggression or confrontation or so.
Then we must also tell you that when I go out to my Qigong place, it's an open area behind where I live. Now, 2 years ago, I actually met here. So, it was advice number two to back off very slowly. And then he was standing up like that. And then he turned and ran away very fast. I wouldn't have been able to run more than 10 meters and he had been catching me. So he was about 50 meters from me. It was pretty close. So the advice worked.